From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today put the coda on his more than 40-nation nuclear summit in Washington, saying the prospect of nuclear terrorism remains one of the biggest threats to global security. The president called on world leaders not simply to talk, but to act in terms of securing or destroying stockpiles of nuclear weapons. And Mr. Obama pointed to an agreement with Russia, which he says will potentially take tons of nuclear material out of the reach of terrorists.
After many years of effort, I'm pleased that the United States and Russia agreed today to eliminate 68 tons of plutonium for our weapons programs, plutonium that would have been enough for about 17,000 nuclear weapons.
In a final communique from the summit, world leaders set out broad goals, including acting together to prevent terrorist groups and others from obtaining nuclear technology or materials, something Mr. Obama acknowledged won't be easy. The president also said any such actions would be voluntary. First Lady Michelle Obama toured the earthquake damage in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, today. Mrs. Obama visited a damaged school and art therapy center for children and met with international aid workers. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports Mrs. Obama was accompanied by Jill Biden, Vice President Joe Biden's wife.
The two took an aerial tour of the hardest-hit areas of Port-au-Prince, stepping off the huge Black Hawk helicopter that landed on the lawn of the crumbling presidential palace. Mrs. Obama told reporters that the devastation is definitely powerful. The First Lady waved at crowds gathered at police barriers along downtown streets that are now home to tens of thousands of homeless. At a small school where hundreds of children are getting post-quake art therapy, Mrs. Obama danced and clapped her hands as children sang welcome in English and performed a short play. She isn't the first high-profile American to tour Haiti, but she is definitely one of the most popular. President Barack Obama is highly regarded throughout the Caribbean. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Federal regulators reportedly met with Massey Energy officials hours before an explosion killed 29 men inside the Upper Big Branch mine. Emily Corio of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
According to a Mine Safety and Health Administration spokesperson, the agency's District 3 manager met with Massey officials Monday morning about a number of issues at the Upper Big Branch mine, including problems with ventilation. MSHA has issued more than 120 violations at the mine this year, including several that deal with accumulation of combustible materials and the mine's ventilation plan. Last Thursday, MSHA Administrator Kevin Strickland was scheduled to meet with Massey officials to discuss safety issues at its mines, but the meeting was canceled after the Upper Big Branch accident. For NPR News, I'm Emily Corio in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Blue chip stocks managed to hold on to yesterday's gains, with investors upbeat about upcoming earnings reports. The Dow Industrial Average gained 13 points to end the session at 11,019. The Nasdaq was up 8 points today. You're listening to NPR. Nebraska's governor has moved to approve measures that may well be the beginning of a new court battle over abortion. Lawmakers there voting to approve a measure that would ban abortions at 20 weeks based on the assertion that is the point at which a fetus can feel pain. Another measure would require doctors or other health professionals to assess whether women have risks of suffering mental or physical problems after an abortion. Already, a group of abortion rights supporters say they will oppose that legislation, which they have termed flatly unconstitutional. A police officer was in court near Boston today defending his investigation of Amy Bishop after she fatally shot her brother decades ago. Bishop is charged with fatally shooting three colleagues at the University of Alabama Huntsville in February. NPR's Toby Smith reports.
One of the first officers to show up after then-21-year-old Amy Bishop shot her teenage brother says he still believes it was an accident. Retired Braintree Police Officer Tim Murphy described how he helped arrest Bishop after she pointed her gun at several officers. Prosecutors called for a new inquest into the old shooting after Bishop was accused this year in the campus killing in Alabama. In retrospect, Massachusetts authorities say Bishop should have faced manslaughter or weapons charges in 1986, but the only charge that can be brought now because of statutes of limitations is murder. Bishop's parents have also said they still believe the decades-old shooting was an accident. They were in the closed courtroom today. Bishop herself was not. She's being held without bail in Alabama. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower for a fifth day. The price of crude for May delivery fell 29 cents a barrel to end the session at $84.05 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.